Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your phones and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. The meeting of the Inner Circle has always been intended to provide us with a little inspiration to dwell consciously in the reality of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It's intended to remind us of the divinity of existence itself and to support us in focusing on the divinity of existence as our first point of alignment in light of and in spite of all of the distortion, the dysfunction, the degradation, the warfare, the disinterest, the discontent, and all of the disenergy that seems to be all pervasive. But it is in truth the presence of the absolute and supreme intelligence that is truly all-pervasive, filling all spaces, beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, divinely designing us and designed us divinely to have the experience of self-realization, self-actualization, and to be harmonized with its way, its will, its love, its light, its wisdom, and its truth. Is that which gives us leverage over the tricks and the traps that put us in jeopardy and tragedy and travesty and dwelling in the valley of the shadow of death and the ditches and valleys of degradation. And so I'm the one to remind us that we are these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and as we truly care to be harmonized with it as these points of it, and to strive consistently daily for the clearing from the memories of the violation, the trespasses, the resentments, the unforgiveness, and all of the things that we've experienced emotionally, mentally, physically that were painful, abusive, that we can be cleared from it as we care to relieve ourselves of the burden of it. Because nobody can do for you what you're not willing to do for yourself. And to be weighed down with the memories and the cellular memory of all of that is why we have to really exalt a full effort to be cleansed from it, emotionally and mentally, by affirming and declaring with our own very voices, with our own pen and paper, to rebuke and revoke any and all commitments that we've made in any previous life or this life that no longer serves our greater good, to come to a point where we are willing to do it, to live the way that the intelligence of existence intended for us to live as these points of it. To be mindful, to be thoughtful, to be filled to overflowing with the care and consideration to choose that which is light, to stand on behalf of all of life, to exalt a full effort in exalting a full life's urge, to master ourselves in any and every now moment, to the degree to which we're able to do what's truly in our own best interest, and to learn to release and let go, to forgive quickly, to know that everyone is here upon the planet in the school of Earth residency in the various curriculums that we've chosen that allow us the time, the situations, the circumstances, the experiences to truly master ourselves, our thoughts, our minds. So that we are taking responsibility to be able to respond correctly in doing that which adds unto us, because it is who we're becoming that truly matters. To be properly oriented upon the planet in knowing that destiny is that which we should arrive at as we are consciously caring to choose life, to honor that there are laws that govern us, and to consciously care to be in the laws that govern us. Because the lawlessness, the ignorance, the carelessness, the thoughtlessness, the mindlessness are the things that create the tragic dates with fate, that cut short people's lives, that undermine the quality of their living, their giving, render them thwarted in their own growth and maturity. And to put us in a place where we succumb.
Our now moment is filled with potentiality and possibilities, and where we have the ability to think a greater thought, to aspire to a greater ideal, to apply ourselves wholeheartedly to walking in harmony with the peace of ourselves, the love of ourselves, the light of ourselves, the truth of ourselves, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, that we are ensuring a greater way, a greater path for our children and grandchildren, laying foundation for that which is guaranteed success. But we have to care to do it, because the world is under the influences of those who have no real love and light towards destiny and are creating tragic dates with fate, karmic debt that can only be paid in death, because they are the perpetuators and legislators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood, as global multi-trillion dollar economy. And so those of us who care to live, we have to care to truly live. We have to care to truly live in the love of the light that is guaranteeing our success in our conscious caring to unfold, to develop, to cultivate our talents, skills, and abilities to stand harmonious with the will of existence in the light of absolute and supreme intelligence on behalf of the whole of existence itself upon the planet and beyond the planet. We get what we ask for. That's how the laws are always working. The issue is that when our tissues are filled with all manners of sludge and poison, chemicals, nitrates, nitrites, preservatives, antibiotics, hormones, pharmaceutical residues, and other drugs and things, then we do not have the magnetism. We don't have the capacity to really think the greater thoughts, to walk the greater path. Because ourself is charged upon our cells, our blood. It's formed by the substance of what it is we're consuming. And being under a death culture through capitalism that exercises its right to perpetuate that which has no substance, to facilitate that which is delusion and illusion, and thinking that one can be completely out of alignment with the laws of life and then have life abundantly. Supporting the delusion that things are greater and the acquisition of things is greater than the resubstantiation of the integrity of righteousness of oneself. But it put us in a place where we think that success in the ways of men and mankind is true success in life. And it is not. And those who apply themselves wholeheartedly towards being successful in the eyes and the realm of man and mankind to the detriment of themselves are always going to lose themselves in the process. But those of us who are mindful that there are principles and laws that govern us and we apply ourselves to them, we have the opportunity to truly experience the fullness of the wealth of ourselves, which gives us the opportunity to experience the wealth in being. And that's in experience, that's in things, it's in luxuries, it's in fineness, refinement. But we can't treat our body temples like garbage cans and be diligent about washing our cars and providing our cars with every good thing and dishonor the perfection of our own being and be truly successful. And so as we are approaching the end of this frequency of 2018, then we have to look at how quickly the calendar year moves and realize that with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts, we should be connected to that which is absolute and eternal. Because that which beats our hearts and breathes us is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And to really, truly respect the miraculousness and the phenomenalness of existence itself. To learn to be content with the blessedness of oneself and one's being and the gifts that we've been given and our capacity to think, to consider, to contemplate, to meditate, to tap into the realm of the spirit worlds, activate our intuition, our inner sense of knowing, to be guided, to be under the influence of those who have our best interests at heart, even though they may not be seen. And that's why we were told to seek first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness. Acknowledge the divinity of existence and the spirit realm. And rightly align ourselves unto the laws that govern us so that we have a direct line of light with our angel angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and we are functioning under the auspices of our souls. And to relish the reality that we can dwell in the wealth of ourselves in light of and in spite of anything else that is going on the planet, that nobody can truly keep us from that which is divinely ours because we have already been gifted it. But consciously caring to walk as a gift and to be a blessing, to add unto, to support the wholeness, to cultivate and to honor, to respect, to reverence, to appreciate, to be able to forgive and release and let go and move forward. These things are valuable in terms of what really creates our greater well-being. And it is in knowing how to be that we get true leverage over those who would have us in degrees of desperation and degradation and prostitution and whoredom and whatnot, because we have not come into a greater thought about how we should be living so that we are corruptible, trappable, violatable. And where you are consistently violating yourself, then you are attracting violation to you. And so the major keys that we were given on loving life, loving that which is God, loving that which is truth, loving that which is love, loving that which is light, with all our body, heart, mind, with all of our might, creates within us a frequency and an energy that magnetizes and magnifies and amplifies our capacity to attract to us that which is consistent with that frequency and energy and vibration. And everybody is not going to understand, and it's okay that everybody doesn't understand. But everybody should have the right to its life and be supported in exalting a full life's urge. This system of things provides us with the support to feel entitled to undermine ourselves and to undermine ourselves and to think that being a spirit having a human experience entitles us to be out of alignment with life itself. And that this is our right to exalt our free will to be wrong. And to have all matters of things available to us that undermine the cellular functioning of us, that creates all manners of toxicity, acidity, sickness, illness, dis-ease, imbalances, that then lay foundation for how we perceive and our perspective. Which can then be distortion and lay foundation for dysfunction and greater degrees of degradation and violation, self-abuse, child abuse, spouse abuse, misuse, and that is really the true nature of what evil is. The divisiveness. And those who refuse to honor, reverence, respect, support, uplift, enhance, enrich, add unto in the creation of a greater peace and harmony. But those who miss the opportunity to truly grow and to be enriched in man's way, it teaches us that it's just about generating an income. But the system doesn't teach us how to truly be wealthy, be healthy, be vital, become necessary. And so it matters how we think. It matters how we are oriented. It matters what you care to have as your reality. And if you are careless and you spend so much time not thinking about anything that's real, anything that has any real substance in life, and you're eating that which has no substance and has no life force, then that's what you inherit as a result of that. And at the end of that, there's less of you. You lose yourself. Through the misuse and abuse. And this is why we find so many living in the streets, on the streets. Because they invested so much into that which did not benefit them, that which did not add to the substance of themselves. They did not receive the support in cultivating the truth and the light and the intelligence and the integrity of themselves. And where you have a system that specializes in breaking people, in breaking their spirits and undermining them and creating degrees of desperation and separation and divorce and violation and all of this, then you have a system that has completely failed. And that failure is evidenced in the amount of people who have gotten older and no longer able to maintain and sustain themselves. No creative energy. Bodies laden with toxicity and poison. Those of us who have any vestige of light left in us have to cultivate that light. To have the light be anchored and infused in every atom and every cell of our beings, to come to that place and space where we are all right with being all right, that it is okay within us to really strive for a right alignment with that which is unseen, that which is truth, that which is wisdom, that which is knowing, that which is caring. To understand duty, obligation, and responsibility on behalf of those that we have come through. To be consistently grateful and thankful for the gifts that we've been given as the beneficiaries of all of the epiphanies, the realizations, the revelations, and the intellectual property of all of those who we have benefited from, to come to a place and space where we are accepting the greatness of ourselves and consciously caring to be harmonized within the light of truth. true salvation, to be saved from the ditches and valleys of degradation and the shadow and the valley of death, to accept the absolute reality that we are truly dwelling by virtue of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is all-pervasive, filling all spaces. It beats our hearts, it breathes us, and we, as well as all and everything, is absolutely divine and suspended in the realm of eternity already, that there should be no death here. The only true success that there is possible on this planet is in the salvation, the liberation, the deliverance, the restoration, the reorientation, the realignment, and the resurrection of a fallen humanity and humankind. Because that is the destiny of this planet as hostess for embryonic gods and goddesses. One who is already dwelling, spinning in flotation and rotation within this absolute and supreme intelligence that is cosmic. With each and every breath and every beat of our heart, with every step that we make, may we consciously care to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, and resurrected, so that we are truly successful in this living. And that the gifts of our talents, skills, and abilities, through the wisdom that we exalt in invoking the greatness of the lineages that we represent, is given. And everything and everybody is enhanced and enriched and supported in their living. And better, because we've lived. And because we lived, we left as living beings and not dead people. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. To the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, I am so grateful that you prefer to be right here with us than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your radio apps and phones towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, thank you for attuning, because you can do so many other things. So I'm sure that there is some value that you have, and I pray that you are always finding more value, more inspiration, more motivation to be ever more disciplined in the light and the truth of the whole that you are. For we so thankful that the light is shining and radiant in the midst of all of the chaos and all of the issues that we find our global humanity faced with. But to also know that we have inherited so much greatness that is already in us. And where we care to be wise, then we would care to cultivate the wealth of ourselves, to put ourselves in a place where it matters from the very depths of us, to be all of who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God, and to come to that place and space where being godly, being righteous, being able to rightly use the faculties that we've been given, the ability to imagine, to visualize, to see, to conceptualize, to consider, to think, to contemplate, to meditate, to reflect, to really have an understanding and an understanding that being able to stand absolutely, truly aligned with that which is the law that governs our being is where we have the greatest degree of refuge in a day and time that all manners of peril and detriment can overtake one, many. Because the waters are rising. We have those who are in the islands. Some islands are just being washed out. We have the fires burning, the winds blowing, the volcanoes activating. We're in a very auspicious time because the more each of us are completely centered in absolute love, we have the ability to circumvent some of this devastation that's coming as a result of not being in absolute love, in absolute light, and caring to be who we were truly destined to become. As these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is existence itself. So we're having to go through a purge. And where we individually will go through our own personal purging, clearing, cleansing, purification, renewal, so that we are able to consecrate our body temples for the purpose of being completely re-enthroned as the gods and goddesses that dwell in these temples. But we have not really understood that our bodies are the temples for where we have the opportunity to commune with that presence that we refer to as God. That we have the opportunity to really get to know God, to hear God, to harmonize with its will, its way. From within our body temples, whether we go to a church, a mosque, a synagogue, or not. Because we are always dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It animates us with each and every breath. It has designed us divinely, and we should be on divine assignment to align ourselves with the purpose of existence and the exaltation of absolute light, absolute love, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth, to be self-mastering so that we are truly tapping into the exalted spirit realms coming under the auspices of our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and our souls. Because this is what real success in life truly is. But nothing has properly prepared us for true success in life. So it has to be something that we reach for. It has to be something that we are thinking about, that we can no longer continue to follow people blindly. And to think that just because we read a book, that what was in the book was the truth. And so developing a wholehearted intention towards absolute truth is the foundation of how we get into the clarity of mind that allows us to step into the integrity of the truth of ourselves. And in order to do that, we have to have intensity of intention. We cannot be half-hearted about it. It can't be a passing fancy. It has to be that which you truly aspire towards. That everything in you cares to be completely enveloped in the light of supreme wisdom and intelligence, because that is what we have to do in order to counteract and transform ourselves, our situations, our circumstances, and to come to a point and place where we are literally creating heaven on earth. We're under the impression that whatever we think, we're entitled to our own theories and opinions. We're thinking that because we were told that we were born in sin, that sinfulness is our nature, and God has given us the free will to be wrong, the free will to be mistaken, the free will to choose that which undermines ourselves and to do that which has no real value and does not add to the substance of who we are, but takes away our vitality, takes away our life force, and we're immersed in this lie that this is what the will of God actually is for us, and it could not possibly be. And when we really consider and give thought to the divinity of existence and knowing that we're on a planet that is huge to us. We are minuscule in comparison to the whole planet, but the whole planet is as big as the head of a straight pin in relationship to the rest of all there is. And we're in flotation and rotation in space. And the space is just fully charged with nothing but absolute and supreme presence and intelligence. And there's law and there's order. And these people have influenced us to care to be lawless and to not have the right regard for real order, order within every fiber of our being, order in our circumstances, order in our situations, order in our thought, order in our lives, to come to that place and space where we are harmonized with the will of existence, the ways of life, and not the ways of death. And when we really have the proper thought in realizing that we are these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And sometimes we may have to hear it over and over and over again, just like we've heard the lie over and over and over again that you're supposed to die from something. You've been hearing the lies over and over and over again. So I'm thankful that I have the opportunity to reinforce the truth over and over and over again that we are each these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We each are these points of this absolute and supreme presence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We each are these points of an absolute and supreme presence that is supreme being itself. It is all pervasive. It fills all spaces. There is nowhere where it is not. It beats our heart. It breathes us. We are always immersed in it. We live by virtue of it. We are here to learn to be the vehicles and vessels of its love, its light, its wisdom, its truth, to stand wholeheartedly on behalf of the wholeness of everything and everyone, because as though they had the right and are entitled to be able to desecrate and defile, to destroy, to usurp, to bastardize, to capitalize, to castrate, to hang, to burn you up. You understand, to prevent you from exalting a full effort in your own life, to live your life, to put you in a place where you feel entitled to be killing yourselves. That ain't nothing but the devil. You understand? Now, from the time that we were children, with our cartoons and our fairy tales and all of the things that we were given, there was always a protagonist and an antagonist. We've always been hearing the different stories between the battle between good and evil. And then we have no real understanding as to how it's playing out in our own lives. And though there are those who are prayerful people in the churches, in the mosques, doing the salats, doing everything that we have been told to do by various spiritual disciplines and whatnot, we have not understood that our body temples are sacred space and that we should not bring the flesh of carcasses into our body temples. Nor should we bring alcoholic beverages and refined white sugars and carbonated beverages and things with artificially colored and artificial flavors and all of these chemicals that have the effect of modifying our behavior so that we are no longer able to respond in any situation and circumstance from the perspective of creating wholeness, wellness, and being attuned to duty, obligation, and responsibility as the vehicles and vessels of love, light, wisdom, and truth. And so many ones have such an emotional attachment to the politics and the politics and the voting and whatnot. And not to say that you should not participate at all, but to say that to participate in a system that supports you in killing yourself, if the moratorium on death isn't on the table, you understand, and putting the corporate deities of death in a place where they no longer have access to our children. I'm just saying is that there are such issues that this government, there has not been a government that has ever addressed the issues that need to be addressed. You understand? So we don't have to deal with the government. We have to deal with the whole. We have to deal with the order of life itself, the divinity of life itself, that which is the intelligence of existence, and knowing that that intelligence is supreme and is the supremacy over the governments of men who have mandated sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood and multi-trillion dollar economy that is a global economy in the perpetuation of genocide. And as long as we are happily distracted and nobody talks about it, and we can just continue to hail up more jobs and more education and more money and more access to things, but no, we can continue to kill ourselves on a daily basis and have all of this garbage pumped into our communities. And there are those of you who are making sure that that all of this gets pumped into our communities because you're driving it into our communities. Other ones are doing the advertising. Other ones are exalting it. You understand? I'm just saying is that we can't ever come to a place and space where it's about black against white. It's not about a black against white issue. It's about light and wisdom and intelligence having the right to triumph over ignorance, ignoring that there's law, disrespecting, disobeying, not regarding, and instituting the games of agreement and the statutes of men over that which is the laws of God in our lives. And as a result of that, we have so much sickness, illness, and disease, everything from AIDS to zits. Our babies poisoned on a daily basis in the public school systems, in the preschool, in the daycare. So now you have to really care to know what the truth is and to live it and to love it and to exalt it. The truth that we, each of these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that has designed us divinely and divinely designed us so that ourselves will always regenerate when we are providing the oxygenation through the breath and the breathing and the exercise and the movement and the dancing and the things that kind of get us going so that the blood is flowing, the air is flowing. So the hydration, we're 80% water and they got you eating the flesh of dead animals. When we are water-based and all of the chewing in the world is not going to liquefy in your body temple the flesh of a dead animal. That dead animal has to rot and decay and decompose. And then there has to be a proliferation of bacteria, worms, and organisms to break it down because we don't have the hydrochloric acid to dissolve it. And there are those of you who have been listening, you're still doing the same thing. And I'm saying, the disease is there, the cancer is there, let's get busy in exalting a full life's urge, coming to a point and place where you're ready to heed the truth. You have a desire for the truth. You know that the truth is that which leads to the salvation. It's not the rhetoric. So be mindful of what you really care to accomplish in your life and where you really are wise enough to want to mature and come into your eldership with a knowing so that you can give wise counsel and wise guidance and you are able to lay a proper foundation for the progression of not only your lineages but to have a positive and life-supporting influence in the lives of everybody you come in contact with. Because we have seen how this government tries to discourage greatness in the people. Because the greatness is beyond proficiency in any area of talent. So yeah, if you can dribble and play ball and dance and sing and entertain, you know, yeah, you get all kinds of kudos and props for that. But that does not really lay the foundation for what greatness really is in us. Our greatness is directly related to our right alignment with that which is absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. Our greatness is a result of our care to be in the light of love and truth and wisdom and to dwell in the peace and the poise and the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. Greatness has everything to do with our care to be an honor and to be able to glorify the lineages that we represent, to invoke the greatness of ourselves through our DNA activation and calling forward that greatness that allows us to be able to respond correctly and directly in any and every now moment. To be self-mastering, where we are able to control ourselves and we're able to give of the wealth of ourselves and we are able to cultivate the greatness in other ones. We are able to help ones and ones see the light, to care, to be the light, to bring harmony and peace and poise. And this is really the right response to being under a global initiative of depopulation and genocide through divisiveness, where the individual that should be indivisible is divided within themselves so that ones and ones would not exalt a full life's urge. You do certain things in your best interest, but the things that you should be doing in your best interest, you don't do in your best interest. And the other things that you think are in your best interest in terms of getting up and go to work and paying your bills and all of that in your best interest. But the bottom line is that you would dwell and we dwell in these bodies is invested in the mechanical, operational functioning of cars and trucks and bikes and motorcycles and whatnot, that we invest far more in respect the mechanical functioning of these automobiles and cars and trucks and all of those vehicles, but then disregard and disrespect that there is a divine design and a way to really promote cellular liberation that will allow for the healing. And so you are claiming your diseases by saying, I am this and I am that and I have this. You understand? And I'm saying, no, you at this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. That is the truth of who we are. It says, know the truth, and the truth makes us free. Let us affirm the truth that I am this point of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. Regardless of the situation and circumstance, I am whole right here, right now, with each and every breath. Every cell of my being is being charged in the reality of the divinity of existence. Our bodies know what to do. We're getting in the way. And so I'm encouraging you to realize that all of the disease, all of the cancer, the autism, the diabetes, the multiple sclerosis, the muscular dystrophy, the Parkinson's disease, the dementia, the Alzheimer's, all of these things, they didn't exist like this 60 years ago. That we are seeing the progression of an agenda that has been issued decades ago. And we've played right into it. And I'm saying we need to raise completely up by separating ourselves from the lie. The lie that you're supposed to die. The lie that because you are this age, you're old now, so it don't make a difference. Because you understand, I'm just saying we are dwelling in the reality of eternity already. There's an adage that we've heard over the years that says, as a man or woman thinketh, so is he. So if you have been believing that you're supposed to get old and die, you have programmed yourselves to accept that lie. And no matter how much you call on Jesus, or how much you call on Allah, or how much you call on Yah or Jah, as long as you will not rebuke and revoke the lie, then you don't have the fullness of what the truth will do for you. And so, how we use our words, the words that we speak, the language, is important for where we are now, because we are creating with our thoughts and our beliefs and our words and our actions, reaching for life, knowing that life is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, that the planet has gone through all manners of things and she is going to go through more because of the degradation of the people. We have disconnected ourselves from the oneness of existence. And now we have the time and we have the responsibility to realign ourselves in an understanding that when we are immersed in the love of life itself and we are clearing and cleansing and purifying our body temple so that the blood that is that our spirits are charged upon is becoming completely cleared and cleansed. It is no longer defiled. It is no longer carrying the sludge from the pus and mucus of cows and alcohol and tobacco and sugar. See, we can be cleansed. We can be cleaned. You understand? And that is the order. It's the cleanliness says cleanliness is next to godliness. No, cleanliness is the godliness. It's very difficult for one who exalts a full effort to be immersed in the truth of and the light of God to be a detriment to other ones. But there's a lot of lip service. There's a lot of intellectualization. There's a lot of rhetoric. So we've got to cut through all of that to get to the essence of what we know we need to do for ourselves, for our families, for our global condition. Those of us who are here on this North American continent that benefit from the labor of everybody else up on the planet. We can set a whole nother precedent by coming to that place where we care to really live our lives and not be thoughtless and mindless and frivolous and careless with ourselves. To know that we will never have anything greater than ourselves. And that Mother Earth is blessing us with all of what we really require in order to be completely charged with each and every breath and every beat of our heart to be renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, and made whole. We have the opportunity to lay the foundation for the right alignment and the resurrection of humanity and humankind. There are no ones who have been authorized by the intelligence of existence, the will of existence, the laws of existence, or that which we refer to as God to be the perpetuators, the legislators, the practitioners of sickness, illness, disease, and death as a livelihood, and think that you would have the keys to the kingdom, that you would be able to truly fulfill destiny. That is the path that leads to the tragic date with fate. And we're in a now moment where we have the opportunity to realign ourselves through the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, to be renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is cosmic, and that we are citizens of the cosmic first. We will always and have always been, but you will not always be a citizen of America, nor will you be always an African or Moor or Hebrew or whatever. The issue is, will you be a dead person or will you leave as a conscious immortal? These are the choices that lie in front of us right now. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.